Welcome to the Audible Insights podcast, brought to you by the Insights Association, the leading voice in market research, and hosted by David Paul, CEO of Engages, and an expert in research-driven messaging, content, and stories.
Hey everyone, this is David Paul, CEO of Engages, and welcome to this episode of the Audible Insights podcast. We're coming to you live from the Insights Association's Corporate Researchers Conference in Orlando. And for this episode, I am joined by Adrian Amreen, Lead Qualitative Researcher at Grubhub. Adrian, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us, what is the Lead Qualitative Researcher at Grubhub do every day?
Wear a lot of hats, I have to be honest. We are doing a lot at Grubhub, and one of the biggest things is Grubhub prides itself on being scrappy, and so it very, very much becomes part of my day-to-day to figure out how to get teams insights that they need pretty immediately nowadays.
Yeah.
And do it in a really quick and efficient way.
Yeah. Are you a team of one? How big is your research team?
My research team in total is 5 people.
Oh, okay.
But that makes up some quant researchers as well. Side, we only have 2 of us. So,
so
it's a small but mighty team. We're asked to do a lot, but one of the coolest things about Grubhub, we actually execute all the research ourselves. So, I'm a trained moderator. I'm on the road a lot doing focus groups and conducting research myself. And when we're not able to, we obviously lend hand to partners and vendors to help us out. But for the most part, we try and do it ourselves.
That's pretty cool for, a relatively small emerging organization and industry to make the investment to have that.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a powerful tool for us.
Yeah. So what are some of the big challenges that you're working on trying to solve right now, and some of the key insights that are coming out of that that you're comfortable talking about?
Yeah, of course. I think the food delivery industry is one that's super exciting to be a part of right now. The landscape itself is very noisy. We have a lot of competitors out there. Even I look to, I've been with Grubhub now for 2.5 years. And when I first started, there was a lot of local players, a lot of local delivery services. And so it was really cluttered in the marketplace. I could go to Texas and they use completely different services than when I went to Orlando, Florida, and they had some of their own. And now, even a year later, we're seeing the big emerging players kind of come to the top. And so we have some big competitors that we're up against. And a lot of the times, consumers are having difficulty kind of understanding, hey, why choose Grubhub over these other options that I have? And so some of the most interesting work that I've been doing lately is figuring out how to build loyalty for our brand when there is a lot of other services out there.
Yeah. So can you talk a little bit about some of the ways that your research and insights have led to differentiation for Grubhub in the market?
Absolutely, yeah. So one of the biggest things that I've been doing lately is figuring out, as I mentioned, how to drive loyalty and how to kind of our claim to fame of being, the first delivery service and being a leader in the industry, and if that matters to people, and what does matter to people? What do people want to hear about when they're ordering from Grubhub or ordering food delivery in general? And research has led us to kind of a place to understand we need to figure out how to differentiate ourselves from our competitors, but how do we do that? And so most recently in some of the focus groups I've been running and qualitative research that we've been doing, we've found some ways to figure out how to make us different. And one of the biggest things that's come out of that is our partnership with No Kid Hungry and creating this social good out of something like ordering delivery. And how our customers are doing that is by donating the change. So we have a roundup feature in our product that goes to our exclusive partner, No Kid Hungry. And Grubhub is on a mission to end childhood hunger by 2022. And what we found in research is that's really sticky for people. And it's a reason to choose Grubhub when they have all these different apps or options on their phone. Because ordering delivery at the end of the day might feel a little like a luxury. But when you're able to feel like you're helping towards a greater cause, it created a huge connection with our brand.
Yeah, and so how has your customer base responded to that? Have they been taking to it? Has it been successful?
Yeah, it's been hugely successful. Grubhub has already been able to donate $7 million to No Kid
All from Rounded Up Change?
All from Rounding Up Change, which is pretty incredible.
That
and this
incredible.
Has only been available to our customers for the past year. And so as we've kind of proved out that one, our diners are interested in this and they're wanting to donate, and two, the impact that it has for our brand and our business, we're looking down a path for early next year to try and end childhood hunger, as I had mentioned, and really focusing on this partnership and how Grubhub is able to do more good for the world.
So being a dedicated qualitative researcher as you are, but you also, of course, have quantitative researchers on your team, and there's always ongoing debate in our industry, qual versus quant, which is better, and are focus groups still valuable, and I deal with that in my work. I hear it all the time. We do a ton of qual. So I'm curious, in the work that you do, what is it about qualitative research that you find so valuable and I guess indispensable to your work and getting the insights that you need to drive growth and change within Grubhub?
I think it's really the power of hearing from your customers directly. So whether that be in a focus group setting or if it's online qual, what's really been impactful for Grubhub and our internal stakeholders is to hear them and hear their passion behind something. And that alone has been something that we've been able to use. Something someone has said has created brainstorms internally and has had created new product features within Grubhub. We recently launched a new product feature called Perks. That was an idea that sparked out of a focus group. And it's been amazing to see how these, I like to call them little nuggets of insights when you're doing qualitative research, has created something that's been hugely impactful for our business.
And so how do you go about relaying these insights internally to disseminate them, socialize them, and ensure that the most powerful ones take root, but then get executed to match the spirit of what was originally intended? How does your role extend to that?
Yeah, it's an ever learning and changing process, to be honest with you. You kind of have to be super flexible in understanding how the team would like to hear about the insights that you just learned. Not everyone is able to sit through the reasons why you conducted research a certain way, or as we've heard a lot throughout this conference, you know, the 60-page PowerPoint deck. And especially at a company like Grubhub, that's pretty much
not
So I've had to get really creative on how I deliver insights. And so if that is through email, or we have an internal communication channel called Slack, I have figured out ways to create channels that are dedicated to insights and people that are interested in hearing the little nuggets that I hear on the road or, you know, on different projects, and making sure that the team is kind of in constant communication. And figuring out new and creative ways to do that is something I'm kind of ever learning.
So for those who want the deep dive of all the information, you make that available, but you're also taking the time to essentially pre-filter the nuggets.
Because if
that's the way people want to consume it, you want to make sure it's there for them.
That's the power of kind of conducting research in-house at a large organization like Grubhub. I know what's important to different people, and so I'm able to take small findings and know that because I was in the weekly status meeting, I know this is what they really need to hear, and they to hear this today because they're making a decision tomorrow.
And that's the power of internal corporate researchers, which is the whole spirit of this conference. And nothing against external research companies, they're invaluable, but when you can be in-house and be part of those meetings and part of that team day-to-day, there's an intimacy to that that you'll never get from external meetings, phone calls, briefs.
Absolutely. I actually presented yesterday on how I actually have been coming to our TV production shoots out in Los Angeles because they really valued a researcher on hand to tell them pretty quickly, hey, should our Grubhub driver be wearing a hat versus a t-shirt? Should this be plated on a regular plate or in a delivery box? And those types of questions and things I hear all the time in focus groups of what people prefer. And when you get on site, people want to know that pretty immediately so that they're able to tailor and optimize our TV spots quickly and efficiently.
I bet if we took a poll of how many research professionals actually get called on site to supervise accuracy within media creation, I bet that number would be pretty low.
Yes.
And yet, for the reasons you just described, it sounds like a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer, and it's been great to prove that out in our organization, how valuable it is to have the voice of the customer there when these types of decisions are being made.
I appreciate you mentioning that, and I hope that maybe some people listening can try to pilot that or experiment with that within their organization and see how that goes.
Yeah.
And Okay, well, that's awesome. Well, Adrian, thank you so much for joining us and sharing some of your secret sauce behind the scenes. Your work is interesting, and you work in a cool emerging industry with a leader in that industry.
Yes.
So thank you. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so fun.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find all our episodes by searching Audible Insights on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, and by visiting insightsassociation.org/audible. Thanks again, and we'll catch you next time.